Scarborough, bizarre evangelicals have reduced Jesus' entire message to abortion. By Pam Key on February 5, 2021. MSNBC anchor Joe Scarborough said Friday on MSNBC Morning Joe that it was bizarre that evangelical Christianity has reduced the tenets of Christianity's entire message to abortion. After playing clips of both former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast, Scarborough said, "You know, it reminds me of a Bible verse. I Googled it while I was watching that. Matthew 7:15-20, King James Version. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits." He continued, "I've been to that prayer breakfast, know the people who run it. Saw what Donald Trump, through the years, talking about The Apprentice. Talking about himself, attacking political, again, know them by their fruits. It is the antithesis of everything that you see in red letters when you read through the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's unbelievable, and that is a guy who got 90% of the evangelical vote. Wow." He added, "I can hear people say, what about abortion? You have this bizarre, and it is bizarre, it is bizarre. You have had this bizarre trend in evangelical Christianity to reduce Jesus' entire message to abortion. It's just not there, read the red letters. Yes, I'm saying this as somebody who voted pro-life all the time. But you cannot reduce Jesus' ministry to that. And yet you have one preacher after another preacher after another preacher selling their entire congregations out. A lot of them just to touch the cloak, not of a holy man. But just to touch the cloak of a failed reality TV host who was the antithesis of everything they preached their entire life. How do I know this? Because I grew up in the church, Southern Baptist Church. I heard those sermons. And they're holding up somebody who says and who has said, oh, I've never had to ask God for forgiveness, no, I never really thought about it. I don't need to ask God for forgiveness. You know what? I have to ask God for forgiveness, not like every day, but every hour. We all do. Christians are supposed to understand that, but a total sellout. I didn't know we were going to start off the top like that. I'm so glad we did once again. It just shows the hypocrisy of religious leaders who kowtow to this false prophet to have a little glimpse of power. It's sick. It's a personality cult." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.